Hi, everybody. Today is Monday, and the date is June 27th, the last Monday of the month, 2011. And we're now going to start off our healing hour here with emotional clearing for people. Here we go. So just sit back and relax. And if you have anything that's bothering you the last few days, just think of it now. We can clear that one particular energy away from you, that one thought form. And naturally, this is why you want to have your whole lifetime clearing. Or, you know, most of you probably have the unlimited emotional, which is the best way to go. Actually have that so you can stay current. Here we go. So think of that one thought that bothered you maybe over the weekend and today. Here we go. We'll take away the energy so that you're just going to be able to look at it and not be in trauma with it. So here we go. Releasing it from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a another clearing here. We'll do the trauma body. This goes a lot deeper. Most people just deal with emotions, but some people have much more energy dealing with other areas in their life, and they may be involved with a lot of traumas. And that could also maybe be dramas. So traumas and dramas, but we'll just call it traumas. Here we go. Think of something or just the same issue. And if it is the same issue, it'll be like having wonderful icing on the cake. It'll take away just a little bit more. So I'll count to five again to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll do one now. We'll switch over to body energies. And we'll do a chakra alignment for people, and then we'll do a pain body. I'll go into your heart center first, moving that around. There we go. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. First chakra, good. And we'll do a pain release now from you. This will be physical body pain. So think of a pain that you have maybe right now, or think of one that you've had in the past. Remember, the energy is still with you unless you got rid of it. And most people don't know about getting rid of the past because it's not taught anywhere. And it'd probably be impossible to do without the light ship doing it for you. So think of maybe a time. It could even be childbirth. It could be your first spanking. It could be the car accident that you had maybe. So here we go. Releasing that from you. This one particular situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I'll do one more here. I will do an energy of regret. Maybe you have regret in your life. Remember, these are all emotions that people have. I don't know if I have a clearing for regret, but you could do a timeline crash for it also. That would help you to get rid of some of those problems. Because remember, you get abducted because of emotional problems. Remember, they like that. And they gave them to you through your DNA. Here we go. Regret clearing. 1, think of something. 2, 3, 4, and 5. We just finished our 8-hour intensives for this month. We'll be starting them over again. They'll begin on the second Saturday, then we go 3 consecutive Sundays after that. So if you're interested in having your body feel better, getting rid of the alien waste products that are in you, the poisons, the dead carcasses, plus, you know, the aliens that are still living, this is what this is about. So, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am here, Ron. It's great to be on, and welcome everyone. I see quite a few people there on the fast chat. And, you know, Ron, just when we came on, it sounded a little bit like a caller. I just want to check if there's anyone with us already who had called in. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's out there?
My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. You have called to Creation Lightship with Ron Amatron?
Yes, so, I have.
Yeah, good to have you on. I'll let you talk to Ron there.
So, what kind of questions do you have, or what kind of healing would you like to have a sample of?
Well, I just found your stuff, and I'm just really grateful for it. You're awesome, and thank you. And I've had sort of an ongoing problem in my life, and it kind of has reached a peak a couple of years ago or so, and it really just feels like someone wants to destroy me.
Are they doing hexes and spells on you and curses?
It's possible. I don't really know. One of them is my mom.
Ah, okay. Well, let's see here. I need to focus on something to do a healing. So what I'll do is, do you have any health conditions or problems like that, or just having a hard time existing?
Yeah, it's in a health problem, a major health problem, financial problems.
Well, I can work on that. Maybe your health one. Do you have any pain right now that you can look at that I can try to help you get released?
It's not actually painful. It's something else. I'm not sure how to describe it.
Well, I can do a clearing. Just kind of ask your body then to check out what's going on after I do it, okay, to see if it helps you. So
okay.
I don't need to know what it is naturally because Lightship doesn't go by issues. We only have issues here. They just see blocked energy and release it.
That's more of an infestation.
So here we go. This also work with people listening. If you have a physical condition, just the biggest one is living here. I can't help you with that. But anyway, here we go. Think of your physical condition, and we'll see if we can release part of the energy off it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yawning, 8, 9, and 10, okay? Do that again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, okay? Since you're dealing with your parents' energies, Susan, you may want to do your soul family disconnection. That would probably help you somewhat. All these people around you that probably have reincarnated together as, you know, family members, groups of people, that would probably be a good benefit for you. Let me do another clearing here. Let's do one for the dark side practitioner. This is for hexes, spells, curses, etc. And since you said you're having difficulties there financially, you may want to also experience the and do the 6-week self-empowerment session. And that costs $50, and that may get rid of a lot of issues, and that also has spells on it and stuff to help you out. So here we go. Do a clearing here for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, pretty heavy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Hope that helps you, Susan.
How you doing, Susan?
I was curious if jealousy is one of those dark side energies.
Yeah, it would be. Anything that deals with, looking at stuff, and jealousy would be one that would deal with that, too.
Okay.
And I believe I have a jealousy clearing online, I think.
And
I'm
definitely,
not 100% sure, but I think it might be on it. But the whole lifetime emotional one can take care of a lot of those things. So even though you may think you have, a lot of stuff going on, which everybody has, just by doing the emotional clearing may dampen it down quite a bit. And then you can focus on what you think you need to have, more work done with and on, and then maybe do other clearings. But first do the emotional whole lifetime one.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. And then the self-empowerment may get you jump-started back into life again. And that does take probably a good month to do. There's a lot of issues there, and you want to probably do all of them. So hopefully that helped you, Susan. So thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for calling, Susan. Yes, we do take callers today. I posted some of those numbers on the Fast Chat, and you can also see them on Station 1 which we're on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and you can call those numbers on there. There's actually a call-in number that is free, and that's 888-815-9756. And if you're listening to the archives, the healing samples that Ron does will be you can feel them, and you can definitely benefit from them. It's only if ever Ron mentions anything that won't work on the archive. So, okay, let's see here. If I, you did, apparently Marcy is commenting here about a death barcode sample that was so great that you did a week or so ago. And she's looking forward to doing that clearing shortly. So maybe you can talk a little bit about what is barcodes and for those that haven't heard this before.
Well, the barcodes is actually what it is, okay, although they're energetic. And maybe the aliens need it to know who you are, okay? So they need to figure out some way to hone in on you, and they use their energetic barcodes to do so. And when you're born, you have one put on your body. It could be even before, pop out here to experience life. Remember, they do abductions all the time, so they could actually take you out of your mother and experiment with you in the process and put you back in again. So, you know, that's just a little far out, but that could be possible too. But basically, they have to have a way to track you, and they normally use that on your natal chart. And from there, you have your whole life history story for this lifetime on it. And actually, if you're born, that's when it starts, and when does it end? Well, when it ends is when they choose to terminate you. And that's why you have the death barcodes put on you. Most people, can pass them over just by the force of free will. But typically, if you don't know about it and you just go along for the ride, you probably will be going out at the first one. So most people have three of those. The clearing is two clearings in one. You have the alien death barcode and then the stress barcode. So you have two different clearings. The cost for them as a package is $150. And it takes typically a couple hours to do each barcode, so you're looking at 6 hours on your computer. It's best to stick with it and do it all at one time. You could possibly stretch it out if you have to, but you need to get it done regardless. So if you're trying to figure out when and how you can do this and you only have a couple hours a day, then just do it. Don't wait until you have that ideal time, because you could be going through a barcode right now and it's ready to get you, and the dark side wants you to postpone life, and that's what they're doing. So remember, they only want you here for a certain amount of time, and with that is what they're looking at. So they cause more misery. What happens is when you approach a barcode, which is a death date, then before that you start losing your energy. Maybe you become sick, and when you become sick or have an illness, then they live off that energy too. So naturally, they want you to be sick all the time. And naturally, by doing so, they get energy from you. At some point, you're no longer useful to them because your energy is so weak. This is after having probably three death barcodes on you. And then they want you to leave. Then they can recharge your spirit up again, dust it off, and get it to shine very brightly, and then pop it back in here again for a whole another stint of darkness. And that's the way it is. So that barcode is a nice one to get taken off, because they look for you with a barcode. This is why you have planets out there that are controlling you. And, you can't see them, but you can feel their energies. In fact, we'll take off some right now for people. And we also have a natal chart clearing, which gets rid of words, letters, and numbers. So let's pick a planet here, or let's just pick Saturn, I guess. That might be one to work with here. Do a body check, see how your body's feeling. And I'm going to release the energy of Saturn from you right now. It'll be off you for maybe during the show, and then it'll get stuck back on you again. So here we go. Releasing Saturn, I'll count to 10. And what I'll do is do it on the front side of you and the back side. So front side first. These are energetic cordings that attach to your body. Could also be attached to your head too, but I'll just work with front and back. Here we go. Front side, releasing Saturn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Back side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess I'll do left side. We'll just do the whole thing here. Left side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Right side. 1. Wow, a lot of energy there for somebody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do our feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally we have the crown chakra where they connect to us. And we'll get rid of that here. From Saturn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, remember the people wonder, gee, how come these healings can work with me counting? The whole process is, how does your body feel? This is the light working with you. I need to do something so that you know that I'm doing something here, counting or whatever. And I don't need to do that, but people would not understand if I just, you know, said I'm doing this clearing and it's over. I'm doing this clearing here and it's over. You just would go, well, what's he doing? Well, so now you can just at least focus on the counting or whatever I'm doing here to show you the experience. I mean, people like to feel energies leaving them. And anyway, back to you, Annika. We'll see what we get on the fast chat. And we do have callers today if you want to call in. That'd be fine. No problem whatsoever.
Okay. So about since you talked about the barcodes, too, I know you did releasing of Saturn there, and we talked about all kinds of things, hexes, spells, curses. I saw Janice says that she always feels them pretty heavily. And obviously, if you do feel something, you probably already know, but it's an indication that your body really needs this done in your spirit. So good one to do for all lifetime, and also you can go on it as an unlimited and update it for every day. So good to know. And Stephanie is asking about barcodes. So do we have... I know you have other barcodes that are online, and she was wondering, is there a barcode for dreams, or is there a dream barcode that could help if we take that off, possibly, to not dream?
I'll have to check into that one. I'm not sure. When I first started doing the clearings on the barcodes, I think the Mind Loop clearing and the Mind Matrix one, some of those people that have did the clearings years and years ago actually said they did not dream any longer. And so I don't know what to say how it is now, but all I can tell you is what I've experienced from people talking to me about 3 years ago. It's hard sometimes to get rid of dreams, because they're forcing your spirit to bring back the information to you because they want more trauma energy out of you. So you're actually living those lifetimes physically when you have the dreams, and whatever is going wrong with you in those dreams, whatever problem you're trying to get out of, they're getting the energy from you because they're using part of your spirit energy, and that gets leaked over into this lifetime. So it's a really good question. I don't really have an answer. Although I know that people have said that they've had less dream interaction by doing the clearings. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so G says thank you for the Saturn release, and Janice says again, yawning with that Saturn clearing, thank you. So, sorry, one of the great clearings that you also have online is the planet, stars, moons, asteroids, and that sort of thing. Do you want to talk more about that, or tell what that clearing is all about?
Yeah, that's for energetic cording from the planet, so it's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
If you are affected a lot by your astrological chart, your horoscope, and you feel the pull of the planets, especially at night when you look at them, if you know where they're located, then you may want to have that clearing because they do cord you. Remember, these are the way the aliens connect to your body, you know, one way. So you have the cording of the planets, stars, vortexes. You also have your crown chakra energy, the jellyfish that is on top of your head, having your different chakras opened up so they can hook up there. And so that's the whole process, is to try to get disconnected. But the common denominator here is actually have clearings. They're all helping you to get into the peace energy. So if you were on a planet of light, you would just have peace, wouldn't have judgment, wouldn't think of anything. You could still manifest, not that you're going to be like a zombie, but you're not going to judge what you're looking at. And so just think of how maybe your week has went and you were judging different things. So just think if everything looked perfect. And then you had free choice to do one drive in a car or one walk in the park or something like that where everything is perfect. You don't have to really judge, do I really want to go here or not go there? Because everything is perfect energy. So what happened here is that the dark side brought in the duality, which makes you judge, and that's the problem. And the judgment is what's going to kill you. That's the bottom line, because the emotions are judgment. So this is why the emotional clearing is so important. I always talk about it now because it is one of probably the major clearings that you can do to get jump-started. So if you haven't had that clearing, you know, and maybe you're short on funds or something, then save your money up and at least do that one. That one will definitely help you out and get rid of your stuff. In fact, I'll do a clearing now just to show you how it works. Some people may not want to look at a real awful situation in their life, so you may want to pick one that's easier. So it's up to you what you want to look at, but I'll release the energy from it. Everybody has their own particular life and what happened to them, you know, from the past, your own, say, storyline. And some storylines can be pretty awful. But just think of something that you'd like to have released. I don't need to know what it is naturally. And just by thinking of it, Lightship will find it and take it away from you. You're still going to be able to see the event, the situation, but you're not going to be traumatized by it. In fact, I'm going to do three of these for all of you, and it will all be on the same issue. So I want you to look at it, and then maybe we'll go a little deeper with the situation, and then maybe deeper again. So you're going to feel much better. And when you get done, you're going to be able to look at it and go, well, been here, done that. You know, it bothered me for 30, 40 years, and I'm out of it. And now I can move on. This is the way it's supposed to be. Here we go. So think of that particular situation that is going to be probably hard to look at because it may be a really deep one in you. And if you just want to test the waters and get one that's not as complicated or heart-wrenching. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's released. And now we'll go deeper. So get out your magnifying glass here with the flashlight and look at it and see what's still left there. Remember, it gets rid of almost all of it. We'll go down another level here. Here we go. Find something there. And we may go to a tangent beside it, you see, where it may not be the same issue, but something similar. So here we go, second time through. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the third one here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, you should be in peace here. That's the whole process of living in source energy, is that you're living in peace. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so you did a sample there for Saturn, and we talked a little bit about the planet-star cording removal and that clearing, which involves planets, stars, moons, asteroids, comets, vortexes, stargates, and portals, will kind of cut the cording. So somebody is asking here, I think it was Marcy, about do we have to clear other planets too? So when you do that clearing, how many planets what can we kind of expect we get disconnected from? What's the cordings disconnected?
I don't know how many planets are on there, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think it's the major ones that we normally deal with. Plus it goes into stars and vortexes and things, so it does quite a bit.
Yeah.
You're able to select different radio buttons there to select on to do clearings. I'll do another one here. And everybody is affected by something out there. Maybe the planet could be an alien ship. Could be a UFO out there that looks like a planet. You know, maybe they're doing an energy up on the sky, and they're projecting a false reality, and you think it's a star or whatever, and they're actually right over your head. You know, remember, they do illusions very easily. That's why they say life is an illusion here. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for Mercury. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one here for the moon. Everybody's affected by the moon, including the planet here. Just wondering what would happen if the moon got disconnected from the planet. Mm-hmm. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. See how you're feeling? Remember, your body will tell you what's going on. It may not ever talk to you, but when it starts to relax, you know that you're feeling better. And if you have tingles, chills, warmth in your body, it means that the blocked energy got released from your body, and you're just feeling the byproduct of healing from your spirit because it's now able to heal in that location. That's all that it means. So if you do have that, that's a good sign. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and then we're talking a little bit here with a few people. Tina, Marcy, and I think a few others are talking about the parallel life. So going back to not dreaming, and yes, I know that for a fact for myself, it really helps with those clearings. So you have a few of them, Ron. You have clone bodies living on parallel Earths and clone bodies living on parallel planets, and you have them in present lifetime, past lifetime, and then, of course, you can do them, in other ways. I can't remember now, but I do have it up here somewhere on all my clearings. But do you want to talk a little bit about that, perhaps, and tell us what that is?
Yeah, there's so much on the website to help you. You know, the planetary clearing gets rid of a lot of stuff. It's just hard to say what clearing is best for you. You know, you want to do your mental body. You want to do your emotional. You want to do the death barcodes. If you really want to get out of here and you feel like you've been trapped here for a long time, then you would like to do, must do the spirit barcode, because that keeps your spirit here through each lifetime. So when the light gets turned off, which happens every 2,000 years and there's darkness here, then the light chip will collect you and take you out of here. Otherwise, you might go sideways to a dark side universe and be living there forever. Remember, you still have the light in you, and the light does not run out. So it's not like a battery that gets discharged. It could get weak, but it's still going to be there running continuously. This is what the dark side wants. This is what they have need for, and this is why they want you, is because you have a spirit in your body. If you didn't have a spirit in your body, then they may just want you to eat you, you know, because they do eat people and different other life forms. But aside from that, the main thing that they really want you for is your spirit energy, which is from the light. So they don't have that, and that's why we have all these problems here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I see intergalactichumans.com from Ed. So I'm a little bit behind here, Ed. Maybe you want to call in and talk about it. But it's a CLS-related new site, and thank you so much for sharing with all of us, and I just went onto it right now. Do you want to talk about it, Ron?
Yeah, it's I think you had to put up different excerpts and information about the Lightship, of what it's doing. So maybe Ed can call in and talk about it a little bit more, since it's his website, and we'll see what happens. So Ed, call in if you can.
Okay.
I'll do another clearing here for people. Let's do a clearing for, this is abandonment. And this one here, I put it up because a lot of people, once they start having clearings and they start realizing the truth, then they feel like they abandoned their spirit. So they have a lot of sadness. We naturally have abandonment here from people, but once you really feel like you abandon your spirit because you got sucked into and listened to all these false beliefs and rituals and different ways to run your life that's not in accordance and in alignment with true light, which is free will, free choice, then you feel that you really abandon your own spirit. And that gets to be, that can be heartbreaking. And that's why I put that particular clearing up. So here we go, an abandonment clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That should help you somewhat a little bit here. So I heard a beep. Is that you, Ed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
You got the floor here.
Okay. Well, I decided to a while back that people needed to have the information available about all the major, major things the Creation Lightship has been doing on the planet, like reactivating boot camp soldiers from the future that get killed and bring them back to life and equip them with future weapons, and the darkness is pouring through the holes and they're fighting them off. You're taking us up in the lightships on Saturday night and we go out and we fight them. And this is all amazing historical stuff that has never, as far as I know, never happened in the recent memory of this planet. And so I said, well, the story's not getting out. I mean, it's on the shows, but nobody's chronicling it. So I took I just felt like doing it. I took the viewpoint of a war correspondent on a lot of this stuff, where I just reported what the forces were doing and what the opposition was doing, as if I was, like, covering a world war or something. And so along the way, I knew that I had to explain a lot of the different concepts that are brand new to somebody who just stumbles across this, that has never heard a show or read anything. And so I explained, in my own words, like sort of editorializing on the action and describing and defining what the terms are and how the things work and like that. And so I kept posting these on Rumorville News, RMN Rumorville News, and I noticed that there was an interest in it. I have posted up to about 12 articles now. I've only got 3 up on this site, but the rest will come up on this site as soon as I get to it. And it's just the story of, you know, military action, how all the different countries came together under the Earth banner and tried to repel the aliens. Their fleet was destroyed. They were in despair. They came to you, CLS. Fixed everything, sent them back into the fray, and all the time travel involved and all the stuff. And so I noticed that I was getting a lot of interest on Rumorville. As an agent writer for them, I can track how many people actually look at the sites, and I noticed that between generally about 1,500 to 3,000 people will read an article. You know, they have all these articles going through all the time to choose from, and I'm getting, you know, pretty high numbers with this stuff. And I said, well, there is an interest. And so I went through all the archives and put it all together into a list of files, and that's what I put up. I put up 3 of them. The first one is basically what's wrong and what's going on and why we're all trapped here. The second one is the original teachings of Jesus, which is my comments, a transcript we did from a show that you were talking about the original teachings. And then the third one is, do our teachers get it right? In other words, why don't you know these things? You don't know these things because your teachers were lied to, and their teachers were lied to, and all the secret swamis and gurus and everybody's been lied to all the way along for 2,000 years. And so I try to explain how that cognitive dissonance is in existence and why, and what you're doing about coming here and telling us about, no, no, that's incorrect, it's this, no, no, it's this, yes, this is the way this is. Like, and I try to straighten that all out, and then I will be putting up in the future the 12 articles, which are the chronological, one building upon the other, start with number one and read up from there, and they build upon each other until we keep reporting on whatever's going on that seems to, like, it'll be of interest to the people. But I just thought there should be a physical record somewhere for Earth people to refer to, you know, these amazing things that none of them know anything about because of the media blackout. So I just wanted to create a record. How many people actually see it? Well, that's another question. So far, it's between, like I said, 50 to 3,000 or so. But hopefully in the future, as things heat up and as more interest grows and more darkness is taken away from the planet, there will be more interest and people actually will have a place to go back and see the blow-by-blow, how did we get to this point in time. So that's basically what I did.
So, Ed, can I ask you something? You said you have, is it 12 articles on Rumor Mill?
Yeah, they're all in the historical archives, but they're spread out. You'd have to do like a search on Mr. Oxygen, uh-huh, which is my writer's de plume there.
So if somebody is interested, yeah, so somebody's interested even now, they could go to, maybe you can, when you come off here, maybe you can put that up too, I don't know, but Rumor Mill, is that Rumor? I have been on there and I've read your articles and I love it. I really, really am grateful for your sharing and for what you're writing. It's great.
Well, I have to spend a lot of time editing because it comes out of me as just like key phrases, and there's no sentences. There's just like boop, 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 boop. It's coming out of my spirit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like there's no words involved. So I have to then work and work and work and edit it and edit to try to get it down to, well, a normal person could understand what I'm trying to say. But even then, it's so chock full. I have trouble reading them after I write them. Ron's read them and goes, wow, there's so much there. I says, I know, try writing it. You know, because we're stuck using words, and that's hard to do. It's, you know, heart's better than trying to go into the mind, so.
Yeah, and like we've been listening to Ron for years, and we've had to hear it over and over and over again. You know, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but it's new. It's different. It's not what we've been told.
Not at all. This is for the new person who wants to catch up quickly. You know, like I'm going to have links there to like the Creation Lightship Wikipedia, key points from different things. I don't know who did that, but it's very nice. I was reading it today. The Mind Heart Drop is always suggested. Before you read this, do the Mind Heart Drop. Here's a video link to it to get people heart-centered before their implants go off, you know?
Yeah.
So
a great jump start, like you're saying, a jump start for people.
Yeah. It's pretty much for the intellectual, I would say, because I use a lot of big words because the concepts are so huge. I just seem to have to, otherwise it would go on forever.
Yeah. Mhm.
Whoa. Hey, Rod, I have a question.
Great.
Sure.
My friend called, whose friend is Mark, who was experimented on, and his parents were part of the plot to create all these clones that were going to invade different places in the world. And he asked me about two specific things today. I don't really want to get too much into this, like, because you don't like to do that. But one thing was his family was part of an underground nuclear explosion in the valley area above Los Angeles there in the 50s. And they said there was two-headed frogs and all this other stuff, where they deliberately wanted to see what happened with the Santa Ana winds going through the valley, picking up the radiation to see how it would disperse. So he says there's plans in the future for two neutron bombs, one like a photo op above L.A. and the other one in the high atmosphere. That's some plan they have. I hope that can be averted. But the big thing I wanted to ask about is since like, you know, Roswell and all that, the government has been building these huge underground installations and moving offices and people and secondary backup systems underground because they say there's going to be this big event. And so they never said what it would be, but I've had several people now divulge what they know about it. And apparently they're talking about a pole flip, a magnetic reversal where the Earth flips over, all being predicated by going through, I think it's the neutron belt, something where our particular planet goes through an area of space that's going to cause all our electrical systems to fail and all the power to be knocked out. The Internet will be gone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does Creation Lightship see that actually happening, or is this something we don't have to worry about?
Personally, I don't think I would worry about it, mainly because, remember, they're reading a timeline, and that timeline is a possibility.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
I think that timeline will probably get crashed.
Good.
Before that time, using the word timing, it's weird how you can't get away from time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's ingrained like a vowel, you know, when you're in the alphabet, you know. But I don't think any of that is going to happen because it's just a timeline out there that people are tapping into and they're getting their scientific data, but it's just a timeline. It's just like going to a movie theater, you know.
Right.
You want a movie that is very heartfelt, or do you want to look at an alien movie, you know? Or is it eaten up or something? So, remember, all those exist. And I think that the light ship with the Earth spirit is not going to do any harm. Remember, the common denominator of the light is not to harm anything.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, so I think that they would probably do something to get rid of it. But, yeah, I'm sure that the main scientists are, let's see, what would I say? The main scientists that are doing all this research are probably connected to the mind energy, naturally, because they're scientists, okay? And the aliens are showing them all this stuff that's going to happen. And so they're reporting on that, and the scientific data is probably 100% correct. It's all mind energy stuff. And, you know, it may look 100% good. Remember, every 2,000 years, this planet is no longer in existence. It gets turned off. And the Earth spirit then decides what it wants to bring back online over again. And it's like a system restore. So even though they might see stuff from the past, you know, and use that for validation, you know, it could have all been wiped away, you know. The Earth spirit could have come here and said, I don't want to have any carbon dating, we'll say, in the next 2,000 years. People can go back and use fossil fuels. I'm just going to come in here and get rid of all of it and not put it into the blueprint, not activate it. And that's a possibility, too. So I think that the prophecies, we'll say, the channelings, the information brought forth on predictions, on remote viewing, all they're doing is looking at different timelines. And if anybody out there has done timeline crashes, and you picked an emotional issue, before you started that, that emotional issue was, you know, on your doorstep or you're living with it. And you do those emotional timeline crashes, and maybe after doing 50 of them or so, all of a sudden your reality changes because you're not on that timeline. And you go, wow, my life is different. What happened? Well, you got rid of the timeline that was causing you problems. So that's kind of what I see. And I'm sure people out there can kind of relate to that. You know, just look at the timeline crashes and check out the clouds. You know, they'll turn into like little ice cubes up there. Remember, what you're looking at with your eyes open is probably a hologram. And like, is that room next door to you, your bathroom or wherever you are in your house or your neighbor, is it really there? Is the darkness going to actually energize that pattern if you're not looking at it or someone else is not looking at it? It takes a lot of energy to materialize everything like that. Or, you know, just think of a light bulb, you know, carbon arc behind a piece of movie film. Maybe they don't have to have that big carbon arc. All they need is a little one that shows where you are. So that's kind of one of those things that, you know, is your neighbor really there if you're not looking at them? So that's what I kind of perceive, that all that data is probably 100% correct in the darkness, but that's on a timeline. And if we don't do that timeline, then it'll never happen. I don't think the light ship and the Earth spirit is going to allow that to happen, even though it's perfect scientific data.
Okay. So thank you so much, Ed. I don't know if you're still on there, but I did hear possibly another caller, Ron. I don't know. Do we have somebody out there? Hello? Okay, maybe that was some, maybe that was Ed hanging up. So thank you so much for the information. Thank you for sharing. That is intergalactichumans.com that Ed was sharing with a lot of incredible, really good information that Ron has been sharing with us. So, hello. Oh, I hear someone.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just asked you. Thank you, to Ron and everyone. I've been listening for 2 years. My name is Catherine. And I just feeling a lot of your patients are starting to really... I'm starting to understand them after 2 years, and I was just calling to thank you. Thank you so much, because I really appreciate your radio service. I really do. It's too bad that more people, I try to turn people onto it, and so many people just aren't, they're just unaware. But
sure.
I just wanted to give a big thank you and let you know that Winfrey, Veronica Entwistle, there's a few ones that are just making so much sense to me that I'm resonating with so much. And I wanted to thank Ron for having this radio service. For, you know, I'm typical, probably mainstream, where I'm finally getting it, and it's helping me so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's always appropriate, and I'm so glad you're calling in, Catherine, and sharing about what you experienced. And so, you know, I know it's hard to share with other people, but also wanted to mention, if you want to share the Intergalactic Humans site, you can also perhaps send that to your friends. And I'm obviously not just telling you, but everybody out there. That for some people, maybe that's something that they can get to easier. I don't know, but yeah.
What is that?
The website that Ed just created, and he just called in right before you and spoke about a website that's called intergalactichumans.com.
Okay, I will check it out.
Yeah.
And what is your name? I'm sorry. What is your name?
I'm Annika.
Annika, and you work with Ron, or?
I'm just like you. I listen to Ron, and I come on and I'm on here as a co-host with Ron. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
is there any other
part? I just wanted to thank you so much for everything.
Okay.
I'll
well,
keep listening.
Sounds good. Okay. Did you have any other question? Any healing sample you wanted? Okay.
No, I just wanted a big thank you, because I've been a listener for 2 years, and more and more it's my mainstream source of information, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. It provides me with amazing information, all the people on your radio. So thank you so much.
Yeah, that's so nice of you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Where are you from?
I'm in Niskayuna, New York. It's north of Albany. I'm in the foothills of the Adirondack Mountains in New York State. It's beautiful.
You're a ways away. I'll be going back there for the New Life Expo, but that's probably a ways away. But I'll be in Manhattan.
Okay.
I don't know the exact.
It'd be a privilege to meet you in person someday.
Yeah, maybe
I appreciate
we'll see you.
All that you've done.
Okay, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night. So, lots of comment here about. Maybe we should explain the yawning. Nikki was asking before, what's the yawning about? So obviously when you do the clearings, Ron, you go through a lot of that, and sometimes other people do too. And the ones that are listening, we might experience all kinds of things. So maybe just explain what you're doing there, Ron.
Two things happen, at least for me anyway. Sometimes you yawn like you're tired, and it's just releasing negativity. Other times you might yawn, but you like emit air out of your body, like, you know, air from your lungs, and it's not really a yawn. So it's kind of interesting when that first happens to you, if you ever experienced that, because you're expelling air versus yawning, like when you're tired. So I'm doing it right now. So it just is a way your body can clear itself instantly. And a lot of people do yawn. And if I do a session with somebody in person, if they yawn along with the session, then it releases the energy too. Also, like if I do an emotional clearing online, in person, I have the person walk maybe every 10 years for a few minutes to bend over and stretch and twist. And I'd say most of the people, I could probably say 90% of the people, when they do that, they can feel their knees pop. Maybe the hips might go back into alignment, the back might pop. As the muscles get relaxed as you go through the years. Because when I do it every 10 years going down from your current age, where I stop, let's say that's your 50 and I go down to 40, then I have you walk for like 2-3 minutes. Well, you're actually at the age of 40. So now your body needs to heal for those 10 years. And when you walk and move, do body movements, some people do some stretches, all of a sudden that negative energy that was stored inside of your muscles are released. And when they get released, all of a sudden it's like going to a chiropractor, you know. All of a sudden your back may pop in. I did one person a while back, and I guess his back was out for like 10 years. And just doing the emotional clearing, it just popped back into place naturally. So anyway, a lot happens. But that's why the emotional clearing is so good, because it brings you back into non-judgment, in a sense, with what's come up in this lifetime. So you can have a new life, you know. I think after you had the clearing, and, you know, after a couple of weeks, after you kind of get your life jump-started over again, because you have to kind of recreate yourself, because your past is who you thought you were. Now the energy from the past is not driving you. Then you have to become creative yourself. And, gee, what am I doing here? What would I like to do? But you still have the knowledge of the past with you, and you can just excel even further. So that's the reason why that emotional clearing is so good to do. And if you're a very mental person, you may not feel the emotional clearing actually work at all. You might think, gee, I did that and I wasted my money. Well, then do the mental one. And that would probably really kick in. I think probably about 10% of the people are mental. And they may not even feel the emotional one, because they don't live in their emotions. They just live in the mental plane. In fact, I'll do a mental clearing since we're talking about that. Here we go. And this just takes away the mind chatter, the stuff that's bothering you. It's kind of hard. Emotions, we have tons of issues that we can talk about emotions. For mental stuff, it's kind of like, you know, more airy-fairy. What do you mean by mental, you know? Well, I'm going to do a clearing here. So I'm going to do a clearing for each one of you. I'll have to do this real fast here. I'm going to go back 10 years. So I'm going to start from this year, and I'll just do the same day of each year. So here we go. I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last year, the same day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go back third year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're at, 11, 10, 9, 2008. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2007. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2006. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2005. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm yawning right now. A lot of negativity there. Oh, boy, okay. 2004, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2003, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2002, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2001, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll go to year 2000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's just one day for each one of those years. And kind of just see how your body responds. How's your thinking ability right now? It's really hard to put your finger on mental stuff, but you're going to probably feel some relief out there. That's what the mental clearing does. So back to you, Annika. Looks like we're probably getting ready to sign off in a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, I know. We have a couple of more minutes, but it's almost at the very end. I know you can't really do a seven-generational sample for anything, but for Ren, I wanted to say that Abandonment Seven Generations is online, along with a lot of other seven-generational clearings, if you're interested in that. And for weight loss, Susan, yes, to get rid of more jellyfish and snakes. the clearing is all the alien attachments. So you can go to that also on www.creationlightship.com. And for those of you that do feel the concern about different media and different predictions, what's going on, the matrix cording removals is for media, news, event, trauma removal is a great, great clearing to remove that. And, of course, the timelines. And, Ron, you have a special summer special going on, buy one, get one for the half price, and that's the whole lifetime clearings, right?
Yeah, it's the whole lifetime ones. They're ones that are over $100. I think people who are doing a whole lifetime clearing will more than likely want to do another whole lifetime clearing for half price.
Mm-hmm.
There are the clearings on there, too, that you could also use. And so if you had a clearing from the first of this year or in 2011, I'll honor what you have spent so far. So if you had like three clearings that you have done over $100, then if you want to do three more at half price, no problem whatsoever. Just send me an email. I just put in summer special on the subject matter. And this is a way that, you know, you can move forward a little bit quicker. And anyway, it's a great way to help yourself. Remember, this whole process is to feel peace. And that's the bottom line when you start getting this stuff off of you, is to feel, you know, the peace energy. So looks like our time energy here is going away.
Yes.
We're out of time. Boy, mm-hmm. Like the Rolling Stones, time is on my side. Anyway, I guess it's really not, but for them it is.
But maybe anyway, soon we will have that turned around with all the timeline crashing.
So
that
we can timeline
do.
Crashings are very good.
Yeah.
But, anyway, we're going to be signing off here. So thank you, Annika.
Thank
Next
you.
Next program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. And we're on station one again. And we do the, you know, a call coming up in a half an hour for $20 and 1 hour light shift by healing call. We go to the light shift. So blessings, everybody. Hope you had a great day, and I hope your week is wonderful. Blessings. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Ed, for having that website up.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.